Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Essential to this day is you're paying attention to all of the factors and factoids on the Doug Steffen Good Day program presented by my accomplished list of friends and contributors, including Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, who are here at their own behest. Well, there's a request from me and a behest from themselves. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, which is mostly about the debate, right? Isn't it pretty much all debate? That's pretty much what we're doing here, what they're doing.
Well, I have a very important story about making beer into gasoline, but other than that, yeah. Huge story.
It'll be cheaper than buying gas.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Make your own.
Not much. Okay, so the first presidential debate is tonight. GOP has its talking stick. There are 10 candidates that will be on at 9 o'clock. 7 will be on at 5 o'clock based on the average of recent national polls. Somebody asked the question on the air yesterday, and I didn't have an answer. Fox News says that it took this from random polls. How'd they decide on which polls to monitor? Anybody know?
Five.
I understand there were, but how?
The average. I don't know how they chose.
Well, that's
them,
the
though.
Point. The question is, what are they, I suppose? Well, some people will come up with that. Donald Trump is polling the highest by far, despite being the most controversial. I think it is the reason he is polling as high as he is because he is controversial, frankly.
And he has a brand. I mean, people, that's really important, sadly. I mean, whether, not that I think it's
name
sad
it's
in this
known.
Case, but, I mean, so many low-information voters just vote on name recognition.
Yeah.
And, you know, it helps him.
Former Governor Jeb Bush, he wants you to call him Jeb. And I guess that's okay. I don't know what else he has to say, but
he's making a lot of money.
Yep, he's made a lot of money. Scott Walker, apparently uninterested in the fact that he's described as a union buster. Isn't that how he's got a lot of
unions? That's his story from Wisconsin. Right. But I'd like to see from him, I've said it before, because I think he has a great track record and a lot to talk about. I just hope that he does it in a way that's exciting, because he can be a little, you know, just a little vanilla.
Mike Huckabee, former
surprising
pastor.
Surprising at four, right? In fourth place?
Fourth place.
So
really?
Surprises me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That does.
Yeah, I don't.
I like him, but I'm surprised.
I don't. He's too preachy. Way too preachy for me. On social issues, he's just way too much in your face about that stuff.
See, that's what I like about him. He's not in your face about anything.
Mm-hmm. Huckabee?
He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's a wonderful guy. I met the guy. I think he's a wonderful guy. I just don't want him sticking his nose in my business. It's none of his business what I do or anybody else does.
Anybody that sits in that office or tries to stick in their nose in your business.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested
in matter of where they're putting their nose.
Sticking their nose in my business. Ben Carson, who plays, what's that game?
Operation.
Okay.
Ben Carson is so smart, and I'm excited to see him actually tonight. But he just needs to amp it up.
Ted Cruz, another snoozer.
Oh no, I like Ted.
Tea Party Golden Boy. Fun. You know, let's just digress a minute. Let's go back to the Tea Party scandal. If you did not hear this or did not know this,
which one?
The Tea Party scandal of the IRS. The bipartisan probe of this scandal has netted some results. The report issued today by the Senate Finance Committee lays the blame for the failure when it comes to getting the information or what happened in the Tea Party scandal completely on the shoulders of Lois Lerner, who coincidentally is no longer there. It's easy to blame somebody who's not there any longer, right? What's she going to say? Do you think there are other people involved in this? I sure as heck do. I think this comes from the White House. I think it all came down.
Which is why she's not in jail.
Because she's protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a go to jail offense. I mean, I don't know what you do with people
tampering
like this.
Tampering with government information?
Yeah, it's a go to jail
offense. It absolutely is a go to jail offense.
Does that mean that Hillary Clinton is a candidate for jail? If, in fact, of the things about Benghazi
that's why the FBI is covering up to it.
Really?
She will never go to jail, but she is definitely a candidate to go to jail, for sure.
So that gives Roberta's candidate, Bernie, a chance to really move him up.
Yeah, right. Orange usually doesn't bring in the votes. No.
Orange jumpsuits, doesn't look good in the
Oval Office. Depends on Cleveland, it does. It may not in everybody else, but in Cleveland, it's great. This is the anniversary, 70th anniversary, of the bombing of Hiroshima. Do you pronounce it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
I say Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
Yeah.
So the mayor of the city of Hiroshima renewed his call for the president of our country and other presidents, world leaders, to step up efforts to eradicate all nuclear weapons. Amen to that, brother. When you look at the pictures of what happened, most of us were not alive when this took place. 240,000 civilians died, either from the direct explosion or the radiation that happened after the Enola Gay dropped that bomb right smack over the center of Hiroshima. First time an A-bomb was ever dropped. You look at the accounts of Harry Truman making the decision to do this. Because at the time, most of you may or may not know, those of you who studied history, sadly those of you who are currently enrolled in school or victims of the school system the last 20 years probably don't know this, about the fact that Harry Truman, on the night he decided to do this, there were two decisions to make. It was either drop the bomb or invade Japan. If we had invaded Japan, the estimates were that 2 million Japanese would be killed and at least 200,000 American soldiers would die. So on the face of that, rather than, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to use the bomb, the militarists, MacArthur, all of the people that were big names, Eisenhower never really weighed in on this directly, but the decision, the recommendation to Truman was that we invade Japan. Send in, just do what we did in Japan, like we did in D-Day. Send in and just go for it. And then there was the A-bomb. And Truman, he worked at it for, we read the accounts, he worked at it, thinking it through for 3 or 4 days, and he decided to go with a bomb. And I think he did the right thing. Yes, no, everybody around the room? Yes or no? Was it the right, the A-bomb versus losing 200,000 American men and 2 million Japanese?
Yep.
Was it the right thing to do? Yes or no?
At the time, yes.
Imagine having to pull that trigger, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Imagine having to, that's right. I think Harry Truman is one of the really underrated presidents of our country. Guy was a haberdasher. Came from no place. Was a senator. He got elected on a whim. And then when Roosevelt needed somebody that was nondescript, he didn't even know who Truman was, by the way. Do you know that? FDR never knew who Truman was until somebody came to him and said, that senator from Missouri, you ought to put him on the ballot with you the last time around. So they did. Because they figured he'd be no threat, he wouldn't be in the way, he was just there. And look at what the guy got into and how well he stood up to it.
How many...
You know what a haberdasher is, right? Jennifer Younger, people know what a haberdasher is. He's a clothier. He was a seamster.
I think he was a clothier.
Clothier. Yeah. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Richie.
Well, just think about it. If you walk through the halls of Congress or the Senate right now, how many haberdashers do you think you
wouldn't
find
many of them there? Mostly lawyers.
You would find 80% lawyers.
A few business people. Yep.
Yeah. Lawyers and doctors.
Yep.
Lawyers, doctors, and a few business people, right?
Yeah. But think about you look at pictures of Obama now. Look at pictures of anybody who's been the president and how they age in the office. Look at what it did at Clinton.
Yeah.
Never really seemed to take that effect on
Bush.
On Reagan. Man Bush either. Reagan, because the last year and a half he had Alzheimer's and he didn't have it full blown, but he had enough of it so that it wasn't getting to him. And a lot of people said he dyed his hair anyway.
Listen to this factoid.
What?
While 46% of the U.S. adult population are lawyers. 41% of the 113th Congress are lawyers. Members of Congress are 68 times as likely as all American adults to have practiced law.
Amazing, isn't it? 16 after the hour. Chuck Stephens,
right.
Good day, program.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Don't miss Kohl's back-to-school sale starting Friday. You'll find the hottest active styles and brands on sale for the whole family, like Adidas, Fila, New Balance, Puma, Tech Gear, and more. Save even more when you shop three-day doorbusters throughout the store, Friday through Sunday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Be yourself. Kohl's. Flex style, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, 19 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta is going to the final Jon Stewart program tonight, The Daily Show.
Oh, yeah.
Will finish after
so
16 years. He's going to entertain who? Or who's going to entertain you?
Mr. Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Doesn't Roberta have some Queen of Cheap stuff for us?
Oh! You're right about that. Thank you, Kenny, for reminding me about
She's
that.
The queen.
Now, Bruce is more important.
All right, make it faster, Bertie. You got 60 seconds.
I am 60 seconds.
Let's go.
Okay, let's start with Staples. They've got a great deal going on. Ever lose your pens? Well, they'll give you 60 ballpoint pens and Bic ones at that, too. Not the lousy, you know, make-believe Bic pen. Just $3 at Staples.
$3.
Incredible deal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if you've got a student heading off to college, here's another deal from Walmart. A laptop bundle, including the Chromebook laptop, a printer, a laptop sleeve, and a flash drive, all for $186. Which is an incredible deal if you got a kid going to college. You just want to get your kid a little laptop. Toys R Us giving you a free lunch kit with any backpack. And the Disney Store has a sleep sale with bedtime favorites at only $10.
Here's from Walmart, Toys R Us, and Disney Store in the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com.
Now
a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Scheduled for when? Kenny, September 11th.
September 11th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see here. McCartney is in this. Dave Grohl, Slash, Joe Walsh, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Christopher Lee, and the Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger.
Wow.
Wow. So they've created a video showing them working in the studio with a lot of the famous faces there. This record consists mainly of covers by Jimi Hendrix, music by John Lennon, Pink Floyd, Harry Nilsson, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and a lot of others. The group did write a couple of original tracks here, right? I didn't realize Johnny Depp was this good at this. How did that...
He's had his own band for a while.
Yeah, I
know.
Yeah,
he actually started out as a musician, I think, before an actor.
So let's see here. A song called Raise the Dead, is new in this. Dead Drunk Friends. That sounds like inspiration. The Last Vampire, Roberta. A narration by Christopher Lee.
Oh, wow.
He recorded just before he died. And all proceeds from this album will be donated to Music Cares. Why don't you explain that, Kenny, what Music Cares is all about?
Music Cares is an organization that helps musicians who haven't made it big and have medical issues or other financial problems.
Most of the entertainment groups have a group like that that takes care of their own, in a sense. Anyway, the album was made over the course of a couple of years, starting back in 2012. It was named in the spirit of a club at Sunset Strip. It's called Mecca. Lorraine, where is that? Where is that club?
What's the club called?
Is it Mecca, the Rainbow? What is it? I don't know.
The Rainbow Room, right?
The Rainbow Room?
Where, in New York?
No, that's on the Strip, I think.
The Rainbow Room's at NBC.
No.
But wasn't there the Rainbow? There was the Rainbow on Sunset, I think.
No.
I don't know. I'm not into the scene.
It's got to be down there near the House of Blues and
on Sunset Strip, I think.
Yeah, that's where all the.
That's where all that stuff is. Right. Come down the hill, and there's all those comedian joints there.
Shoot, what's the famous Johnny Rivers place? He's the Whiskey Go Go.
Whiskey Go Go. Yeah. Oof, what a dump that is.
Man, let me tell you something. I went there when I was on Sunset Strip because Johnny Rivers taped all of his live albums there. I was like, I gotta go. Wow.
Awful.
Made it out with my life and was scared to death for the 60 seconds I was in there.
Yeah, that's awful. Now, I mean, it wasn't that way then, but it is that way now.
Oh, it's horrible now.
All right, so what else do we need to know about this, Kenny?
I don't think there's anything else you need to know. It's coming up in about a month.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Joe Perry jamming it up.
So let's talk about the release. Not just the fact that they're releasing it on September 11th. I think I would have gone the week before, the week after. That's just some bad juju there. But just the fact that with the digital audio now and the way we all consume music, that albums are less and less being released. You know, 10 songs in a set.
So what's your suggestion here?
Well,
should have done it differently?
We're going to lose all the deep cuts that we used to have on albums.
Oh.
So now we're just going to get the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of depressing. I mean, I like hearing songs that you didn't think was going to be a hit, but is it just a great song, which was the eighth song on the album. Yeah, see?
Play what you're known for.
Yeah, exactly. I want to go hear the hits. 28 after on Good Day.
Priscilla Chan and her husband Mark Zuckerberg make a rare personal announcement on Facebook. They're pregnant. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Amidst the joyous announcement that they're expecting their first child, the Facebook founder and his wife also announced they've had 3 miscarriages. This public share is all because they want to remove the stigma associated with miscarriages. Here's what you need to know. Miscarriages are spontaneous loss of a pregnancy, and they're common, really common. They occur up to the 20th week of a pregnancy, but most occur in the first 12 weeks. Hence the tradition of not announcing a pregnancy for the first 3 months. The fact that the vast majority of women go on to have a normal pregnancy subsequently doesn't diminish the pain and loss a woman feels with a miscarriage. Miscarriages happen because the baby isn't developing normally, usually a genetic problem. Exercise, having sex, or working outside the home don't cause miscarriages. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in Nutritional Sciences and Biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all-natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all-natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's 33 at the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the most interesting program on the radio at this time of day in comparison to others.
Yeah, where else are you going to get this garbage?
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
When I say interesting, usually I mean it stinks. Like when somebody hands me a glass of wine and they say, oh, what do you think?
I said to the peanut gallery, give me one word today to describe the program. And she said, interesting. And so what Jennifer's just saying is, who? That's not good enough, in essence. Well, I think we are interesting. I think we're compelling. I think we're funny. I think we're serious. I think sometimes we're outrageous. Sometimes we're silly. Sometimes we're stupid. Not me, but the other people that sometimes...
Oh, I have my moments, yeah.
Yeah, you do, Richie. That's true. All right, so Jennifer and Roberta are here, and Richie and Kenny. We're going to have Phil Lempert. Many of you may remember him as the supermarket guru. He still is. He's got some very, very interesting, compelling things to say about this labeling issue that we're all sort of ground up in. This is a guy very practical, known far and wide, is probably the expert when it comes to food choices, where to go, what to get, what people's trending thoughts are about food. So we'll have that for you in a few minutes. In the meantime, the Louisiana police officer who died after being shot while he was on duty. This is Shreveport, Louisiana. How far from New Orleans? Not very far, right?
Not very far. Right. Yeah, never come.
Okay, so there's a manhunt underway today for the suspect. Let's see here. His name was Marcus Hines. No, that was the guy who's the officer's name that got shot? Not Hines. So what is the... Oh, Cato. No, what is the guy's name?
I thought it was Hines, but it's not. He was the officer who held a press conference yesterday. The name has not been released. Shot around 9:15 last night while responding to a report of a suspicious person inside somebody's home. Armed man apparently inside the residence threatening to harm the people there. The reason I bring it up, I normally might not have, but what this does is put us into another round, another visible round of black versus white, cop versus citizen, good versus bad. It's the same thing that we've talked about ad nauseum. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, do I discuss this again? Because there's nothing new other than names. It's the same story. And it's happened over and over and over again. Do I fall into that trap that the news media has fallen into and or created of exploiting these?
Here's what you got to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Will any good come from discussing it? Will it help us or will it divide us?
Well, you tell me. What does it do to...
personally, me?
Yeah.
I don't think it helps.
All right, Roberta?
I don't think it helps.
Kenny?
Not until we know more. I don't think it helps.
And you, Jennifer?
Yeah, I don't think it helps.
All right, then let's go to London. Instead of London, let's go to Russia. I think I'll go. We'll go instead of to
You've
London.
You've been to Russia before today.
I've been to both of them, both Russia and London. I'll take London, thanks. However, for the purposes of information and things that people say, oh, wow, great, they're getting what they deserve. There are massive swarms of locusts that are attacking Russia, invading their farmland, destroying crops, devastating farmers' lives.
I got news for you. DARPA just created robotic locusts. I think this is a military intervention.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
The Russians have declared a state of emergency today. Millions and millions and millions of locusts devouring thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of corn and other crops.
Wow.
This is in Astrakhan. Am I pronouncing that right, Kenny? Astrakhan?
Sure.
It's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Kalmykia, Volgograd, and Dagestan. No food. The locusts have eaten it all. This has been going on all month. The locusts are fairly small. Destroyed 10% of the crops in the whole area. So Russian officials are increasing the amount of aerial pesticides being used, but apparently the locusts have found a way of not, you know, that's what happens with pesticides and stuff. The beings that are targeted find ways around it. They mutate. And so apparently the locals are saying that this treatment is not effective at all. The story is at DougStefan.com. There have been problems every year, but not as bad as this. This is the worst in 30 years. So, anyway. And part of the blame belongs to global warming.
No, it's DARPA, micro drones.
Because these areas are the same as many other areas around the world that have seen higher temperatures than normal. So those of you who are not fans of the Russians, you can say, this is great. No, it really isn't. Because these things get into the atmosphere, they travel with the cycle of the wind, and before you know it, there are going to be locusts here, there, and everywhere. And these are very difficult, like getting rid of locusts or flying, what do you call it? What are those, the bugs?
Deathmongers.
No. The bugs you can't kill. If you blow
cockroaches?
Up at them. Roaches, thank you.
Roaches,
locusts are flying cockroaches. That's
what
they are.
Not really, but.
Yeah, look at them. What do you mean, no?
I'm thinking of cicadas. Cicadas are, like, dead all over the place.
I thought that was the singer. Yeah.
It's
oh, God, Doug, we're making the same joke. I need an upgrade stat.
An upgrade stat.
Oh, boy.
Good for you.
Oh, no.
All right, in a moment, Phil Lippert talks food, supermarkets, and your choices in the food department next on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo and Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Phil Lempert has been no stranger to this program, probably no stranger to you. For years and years and years, he's been known as the supermarket guru, got a great website. He has become an expert analyst on consumer behavior, food trends, marketing, products, changing retail landscape in stores. So, you've been at this for a long time. I don't know how long. Go back in your history a little, Phil, will you?
Absolutely. In fact, my grandfather was a dairy farmer. My father was a cheese manufacturer. So I grew up in the business and just walk up and down the aisles and ask consumers what they like, what they don't like, and really try to keep a pulse for the food industry to understand what the latest consumer trends and desires are all about.
And you can find out and follow. You ought to bookmark supermarketguru.com. Find it as one of your favorite sites, because there is where the fruit of Phil's labor is. You can be a smarter shopper. You can eat better. You can live more intelligently by using the Supermarket Guru's website, supermarketguru.com. The books that you've written over the years, the fact that you speak countless times around the country on these sorts of trends, have led you to believe what's going on when it comes to people and their preference. What do people want that you talk to in terms of food?
Well, there's no question, Doug, that people have more of a concern about where their food is coming from than ever before. It's all about transparency. It's all about sustainability. And certainly close to that is about healthier eating, more nutritional eating. But we're really at a crossroads where we're starting to see a lot of these food companies give some good lip service to transparency and sustainability, but that doesn't mean that they're carrying it all the way through. You know, one example is Pepsi introduced Caleb's Cola. Very clever idea. A craft soda, as soda sales are going down. And you look at the front of the label, and it says, you know, filtered water. It says cola nut extract. It says cane sugar. So you look at the front of the label, and you go, wow, this is great. Then you turn it around, and you see a long list of ingredients. And matter of fact, Pepsi's name is nowhere on that bottle. So I think what we need to do is we need to reinforce to these companies that we want the truth, that we want transparency, and frankly, you know, just doing it halfway isn't going to work.
All right. So let's take into consideration the latest hoopla. As a matter of fact, there's a great video, you may or may not have seen it, from a YouTuber named Joshua Jocelyn, who breaks down what the GMO labeling ban bill is all about. There were a lot of people who were saying hooray, hooray, when this bill didn't get passed by the, well, it depends on which side of the agricultural street you're on. The big ag businesses love the fact that this labeling bill didn't get passed. There are actually two bills. One is called the COOL legislation, so that there could be country of origin labeling on food, where it comes from, et cetera, et cetera. And then the second one, which is now referred to as the DARK bill, because it doesn't let consumers in America know where the food comes from, what's in it, that sort of thing. And I wonder what you sense is going on, why this is either good or bad for the consumer.
Well, if we take a look at the country of origin labeling, this is something that was instituted a number of years ago. It's been very effective, and what's going on now is just a mystery to me. People deserve to know where their food is coming from. There's a lot of food that's imported from China, for example, that people would like to avoid, and just taking that off the package just doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, the government and other people might say, well, it costs too much to inspect it. We don't have enough inspectors, you know, hitting the shores. But you know something? I want to know, to your point, where my food is coming from, if it's dangerous. We've got apps out there like Seafood Watch, where it can tell us what seafood species are endangered, which ones come from filthy waters. I want to be able to know this stuff. So country of origin labeling, this is the biggest boondoggle going. Now, when we look at the GMO labeling bill, that really is steeped in a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of you know, just a lot of people talking about what they don't know about. Mm-hmm. First of all, putting a non-GMO label on a product is not going to increase our cost of food. We've seen that time and time again when nutritional facts label first came out. The industry said, oh, this is going to increase all of our food prices. Didn't happen. Country of origin labeling didn't happen. So let's get past this whole idea that it's going to wind up costing consumers $600 or $800 more a year. That's number one. Number two is, for me, there are projects out there like the Non-GMO Project, which is very strict, really does a great job of auditing these products, and we're starting to see that on more and more labels. And frankly, I like that label better than having a federal label on it that the government might have to make some compromises on it. And again, let's not forget that if you want to avoid GMOs, just buy something that's certified, USDA certified organic, and that won't have GMOs in it. So the industry has spent well over $100 million fighting this legislation, fighting these votes, putting out all these TV commercials. So that's number one, wasting a lot of money that could go to feed the homeless or just people, you know, who are in need of the next meal. And, you know, we've got two very valid labels out there now that can help consumers. What we need to do is we need to publicize those. Let's stop this stupid legislative fight and, you know, get on with it. And this way people can actually know from a much better level what's in their food.
Phil Lempert is here. He's the supermarket guru. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com, to find out more about any number of things that we're talking about here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime. Oh. Oh. Want to join our rewards program?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we
rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sort of an add-on to what Phil was talking about. Someday we're going to look back on this era of agriculture and shake our heads. How could we have ever believed it was a good idea to grow food with poison? 51 past the hour.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I didn't get this movie when I saw it.
You don't get it until the very end.
Even at the end, I didn't get it.
And then, but here's where you kind of really get clued in as to what's going on.
Yeah. Chet Baker singing I Fall in Love Too Easily, which was featured in the movie The Sixth Sense, which was the number one movie during this week in 1999. And for me, proved that Bruce Willis knew how to act. He wasn't just an action guy. He was able to bring a sensitive portrayal to this. He's had a few sort of non-mainstream parts. Remember when he played the Jekyll in, must have been the 80s, I think. Wasn't it, Chucker? Do you remember?
That was the 90s. I was with Richard Gere. It was a remake of The Day of the Jackal.
Jackal, that's it, right. Not the Jekyll. Yeah. The Jekyll.
Jekyll.
The Jekyll.
Little vowel between friends.
Yeah. Okay, have your fun with me.
With Mr. Hyde.
Notice that Chuck did not make fun of me, however. He was more astute.
He's afraid of you.
He's not afraid of me. You kidding? All right. So,
Chuck, no, let me just point out, speaking about The Sixth Sense, one of the great enigmas in Hollywood is really the career of M. Night Shyamalan. Comes out with The Sixth Sense. Really good movie.
Yeah.
Makes a ton of money. Unbreakable. I think it's a great film. One of the most underrated superhero movies ever with Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson. Then he does Signs, which is a big hit. You saw some signs of some silliness in that movie with Mel Gibson. And then his career just falls off the rails with The Village and The Happening with Mark Wahlberg, which is one of the silliest movies I think Hollywood's produced in 30 years. And his career, who he guys on top of, literally on top of the mountain in Hollywood, and now struggles to get a directing gig.
He just directed Wayward Pines.
Yeah, he did.
Which I thought was really cool. It had a bit of a trick ending to it, but it was a good series.
All right, I want to talk about I want to talk about the power of certain directors and producers in Hollywood in a moment here. Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
All right, every once in a while I drop something in here because of the activity in my family in the movie business and things I find out. And so I won't credit where this came from, but I'm told there's a dinner tonight between the person that runs Paramount and producer Michael Bay. The reason this dinner is taking place is because there is a proposal at Paramount to do an embassy movie called either Embassy or American Embassy that may be similar to the Benghazi movie that Bay is, I think they're releasing it later this fall. I saw a trailer for it. I think it's
January.
Around, yeah. January. Is it January? So anyway, Michael Bay has so much power at Paramount. The reason for the dinner is to ask him if he would mind that Paramount produce another embassy movie that would come out a year after this Benghazi movie. If he says, yeah, they're going to go ahead and do the movie. If he says no, the movie dies.
Well,
that's how much power some of these producers and directors have. It seems.
Yeah, because they want them to work with them again.
Yeah.
And they don't want to ruffle their feathers.
Well, Michael Bay has had tremendous influence on Paramount's success, hasn't he, in the last
he's directed the Transformers movie. Say what you want about them critically. Each one's made over $1 billion worldwide.
So that's why you have dinner with a guy.
Absolutely.
All right. What else? Movie news, Chucker.
Sony Pictures announced yesterday, somewhat to my surprise, that they were going ahead with a third and fourth installment in the Bad Boys franchise, which once again star Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I don't know. Years after the fact, will anyone care? I mean,
Will Smith is going to do another Bad Boys,
and he won't do Independence Day.
Right,
it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
The guy who's happy, Martin Lawrence. Let's be honest.
Kidding.
That's going to be a good paycheck for him.
His
career's nowhere like Will Smith. 5 years after the first reboot, New Line Cinema reportedly will do another Nightmare on Elm Street reboot once again. There's only one actor for that role. His name's Robert Englund.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.